Welcome back to Laundry Day, the podcast I created as something to do while I do 2 weeks of laundry in one day. I'm still Drew Rinn, and I'm sadly still your host. Today, I am actually going to take these off because it's Halloween for me. A surprise to those of you on YouTube. They're like, we can tell. But the headphones were kind of messing with my little ears here. I'll tell you what I am. But when you watch this, Halloween will be over. I know you're going to be like, oh my God, this sounds like an outdated thing. Sorry, it's Halloween for me. I'm dressed as a very lame cheetah. That's why I have these little space buns. Can you even see them with the black background? I don't know. But I have these like little to be fair, this is my fifth costume. I did two skeleton makeup looks to promote my song Skeletons that I did with my gorgeous friend Kings. And I did a NASCAR driver look. And then with my husband and my dog, we did a full skeleton emo costume thing and went to a party. Go to my Instagram if you want to see these beloved costumes. Anywho, today I made meat patties. I'm just going to stop there. I made meat patties out of red velvet cake mix, Rice Krispie treats, and these fake gummy teeth that I ordered. I'm a huge planner. I love to plan, especially when it's like based around planning around holidays or whatever. I planned like our skeleton costumes, and they weren't like, we didn't do full costumes. I was Ariel and Dylan was Prince Eric last year, and our dog was the lobster Sebastian. But anyway, I usually do like a real costume, but this year I wanted to be like cool, like a little nod to it, because I was doing so many looks. So we were like, my hoodie had a skeleton design on it. His joggers had like a skeleton design. His hat had a little skeleton on it. My hat had a little skeleton on it. I did like skeleton thigh high socks, but that was it. Like no makeup or nothing like skeleton makeup or anything like that. Anyway, I like to plan. So I planned those like weeks ahead, even though it seemed like a little like thrown together thing. And then I also planned these meat patties. That's what I was trying to get to. It's just always a long story that was so unnecessary with me. But I planned these meat patties to bring to the party, but I chickened out because I didn't really know anyone at this party except for my friends who invited me. And I was like, what if I'm weird for bringing like these disgusting looking meat patties? So anyway, let me get to what they are. So I bought these foam trays a couple weeks ago on Amazon, like the foam trays you would get ground beef in at the grocery store, and then saran wrap. And I made the red velvet cake kind of dyes the patties red, and the Rice Krispies look like kind of ground beef or like meat patties. So we made them into like four hamburgers. I found those gummy teeth. They're like dentures, like not just individual teeth. And we put them in those and wrapped them with the saran wrap and then made these little labels. I have a label maker, but it wasn't working. So I just wrote on the labels, which is whatever. I wouldn't have done that for the big party, but we're just seeing our neighbors tonight and handing out candy. So anyway, I wrote the first package as mystery meat, and it has like human teeth in it. And the second one is nosy neighbors, and I'm bringing that over to my neighbor's house. As a kid, I didn't get to do much Halloweening and didn't like anything scary. So now I'm really going like all out with the Halloween stuff. I love passing out candy to kids. I love seeing the costumes. So I'm a little bit, some might say, messed up. I spent this entire Halloween day listening to Christmas songs. Yesterday, I also cried listening to Justin Bieber's Christmas album from a million years ago. And, you know, for me, it's whatever goes, you know, you can just do whatever you want. Here, let me extend my audio really quick. I realize that even though this is a short episode, I need to extend like the capacity that my computer can. Oh no. Well, hold on. Sorry, everyone. This is the most lax podcast you will ever hear me do. All right, that'll be fine for now. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, like for me, it's like anything goes. I don't really care. Like, I like all holidays. I start putting like Christmas decorations out at the end of or in the middle of November. Last time I left my Christmas tree up till February because I was on tour and I just really wanted my Christmas tree up longer. So anyway, anything goes, like whenever. However, I do have good reason for why I've been listening to Christmas music on this spooky day. I'm trying to make a Christmas original song this year. And a little thing about the music industry, you usually start doing Christmas music in July. You hear like, oh, Christmas in July, which I did for other people this year, but I forgot me. So I'm last minute getting this bright idea to like accomplish this before the year's end. But another thing about the music industry is it shuts down for like November to February. So like nobody's doing sessions. I don't know. I'm used to touring all winter, so could not be me. But I have another guy who doesn't take off. Like, everybody else who did my single orchestra, You'll Miss Me and Skeletons With Me. And so we're going to like conjure something up and do it, like do some Christmas music last minute. So keep your eye out for that. Hopefully it really happens, because now I've told you and I don't like to lie. This week's episode is going to be my shortest episode ever, as I'm trying to get on a last minute trip to the boat with my in-laws because it's becoming winter and we winterize our boat and then that's it. And after that, I am sadly attending a funeral next week. So I'm just trying to get that all done in this coming week. Just some personal stuff. And then we will be getting back here to start the Christmas mayhem. So bear with me. I miss you too. I really do. I really miss you. Y'all want a funny story? You know I like to tell poop stories. So gear up. Get ready. You're about to tell a poop story. So I think I haven't told this one to you yet. Sorry, bear with me if I have told you. But anyway, all my poop stories are running together. Emphasis on running. I was having this stomach issue a couple weeks ago. I feel like I told you guys this, but I have stomach issues all the time, so who knows. I was having stomach issues, and we were in Houston for a couple weeks, and then we flew home. On our way home from the airport, we're driving along. Thank God I wasn't in an Uber, because we're driving along, and all of a sudden, I thought my stomach issues were over. All of a sudden, I was like, babe, you have to pull over. Like, you have to pull over right now. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm going to poop my pants. I'm not kidding you. And he was like, ha ha, funny. I'm like, no, I'm not kidding you. I literally am going to poop my pants. Like, it's happening so fast. He goes, can't you just hold it? Like, just suck it in. And I was like, it's not like that. It is not like, I can't explain the feeling, but it is not like that. So he's like, crap, we're like in the dark. Tennessee, like between where we live and the airport, there's like a lot of freeway and trees. It's not like a freeway with city all along the whole way, like where you could find a bathroom. It's just like in the middle of nowhere, and it's dark, and it's like 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, pull over, pull over, pull over. Like, we need to pull over. So he's like, I guess I'll just get off on this exit. And then I was like, wait, it went away. Okay, we're good. So we make it all the way to our exit, and I'm like, oh no, nope, we are not good. And I was like laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I pooped in front of you in the car, like pooped my pants, I don't think I could stay married to you. Like, I just can't like live like that forever, knowing that you saw me poop my pants, like as an adult. And so anyway, we get to the exit like for our house, and I'm like, nope, you have to pull over. Okay, now we're in like the subdivisions. We're like here in the suburbs where all these houses are. And he's like, are you serious? Like, this isn't a bunch of land. You're going to like poop out in like a neighborhood in front of somebody's house. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. At least I need to get out and poop my pants, not in the same vehicle as you. So anyway, we are literally a mile from my house. Like, you could throw a rock and it would hit my house. And he's like, can you really not wait? No, babe, I can't wait. Like, you really think I would be you think I want to do this? No, I can't wait. So we pull over, and I had to like poop a mile from my house. I feel bad that I'm even telling this story, but you know what? People with IBS know what this is like, or people who have had stomach issues like this. It just happens really fast, and there's nothing you can do. But I didn't poop my pants in front of my husband, so I guess we can stay married after all. That's my story. I need you guys' help. I'm just like moving on. Like, I didn't just tell you the most embarrassing thing ever. I need your help. I need you guys to start tagging this podcast's Instagram underneath your favorite musicians and creators' Instagrams. So, you know, if you're like, oh my gosh, I really want Drew to interview this person, tag Laundry Day and say, you should go on Laundry Day, so that I know who you'd like me to have on the show. I hit people up all the time, and we do have some awesome people for next year lined up. We've had Cody Orlove, Lisa Cimarelli, Noah Davis, my mom, tons of people. So get to tagging. Tag me underneath somebody that you want to come on the show. But don't tag my Instagram. Tag the Laundry Day Show. Also, if you don't mind, please, 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 please leave a review on Apple to continue pushing this podcast through all the algorithms to the top where I belong. Happy episode 30, everybody. This is the 30th episode. I can't believe we spent this much time together. I love you all so much for supporting this podcast. This has just been such a fun journey with you. Wow, I'm like being all serious, and I saw myself in the viewfinder and like, this is what I look like. All right. Well, I hear the trick-or-treaters, so I must go. But I love you all. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place.